I warned you, Wobo Land, at the beginning of today's show that I was feeling rather saucy and that the show prep sheet for today's show has changed about 10 times before the mic even went on this morning. To be honest, this story that we're about to talk about consumed my thoughts yesterday. I even hesitated talking about this one out of respect for Congressman Jim Banks and his family. But once I started seeing some of the local coverage of this story, and I started to learn some more details about it, I knew I had to share it here on the air. So for those of you who missed this horrendous story, a Fort Wayne man has been charged for threatening to kill Banks, for threatening to kill Banks' wife, and for threatening to kill his two young daughters. This man, 33-year-old Aaron Thompson, started harassing Banks actually back in April via multiple voicemails. The voicemails initially started with death threats against Banks and death threats against his wife. However, at one point, Thompson went as far as saying in one message, and I quote, "Here's the choice. Your daughters grow up without their dad, or you grow old without your daughters. How you like that? Let me know what your opinion is. I'll make the decision. Love you. Boom, boom. You pick which two daughters get shot." When questioned by Capitol Police, Thompson admitting to leaving all of these voicemails while he was drunk. He was charged with a felony count of intimidation and a misdemeanor count of harassment. He has posted bail. He's due back in court in August. I have had numerous off-the-record conversations about these voicemails. And let me tell you, what I just shared there is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to some of the things that this man said. This story has truly left me sick to my stomach. And you know, what else has made me just downright sick to my stomach and straight up nauseous is some of the local coverage of this story. Wayne TV posted this story yesterday in the 11 o'clock hour with a headline that reads as follows. "Intoxication and access to a phone mixed with a more than slight differing political belief than that of U.S. Representative Jim Banks landed a Fort Wayne man in jail on intimidation and harassment charges last week." That was their headline. It's also the first sentence in the story on Wayne. Intoxication and access to a phone. Really? That's what this reporter decided landed this man in jail? How about the fact that this jerk threatened to kill Banks' children being the reason his butt landed in jail? This reporter wants to blame booze and a phone? I'm told the gentleman who wrote this story and shared it on Wayne is a very experienced writer and producer with an extensive background in print. You could have fooled me with a headline like that. That doesn't scream experience to me. That screams, I want clicks. Now, the headline has since changed on Wayne's webpage. I still have the screenshots of the original headline. Yes, I'll share them with you. Although the first sentence of this story online still blames the alcohol and the phone. This is like blaming the gun instead of the person who pulled the trigger. And I get it. Trust me, I get it. In today's media world, we're all vying for clicks, including myself. We're all vying for views and ratings. But in a story about a man's children being murdered, that is not an appropriate time to try and get stylistically cute to get some clicks. The coverage of this story by this reporter was and still is so appalling to me. Be better than that. When it comes to a man making threats to kill someone's wife and daughters, do us all a favor and rise above the clickbait, would you? I get it. The congressman is a Republican. I know. But it shouldn't matter. Democrat, Republican, gay, straight, rich, poor, black, white, atheist, Christian, you get the idea. This story is about a man threatening to kill someone's kids. Rise above the clickbait, please. Between us, Wobo Land, as I mentioned, I hesitated even sharing this story and talking about it out of respect for the congressman and his family because I don't know. I have no idea if he's been able to get home and have a face-to-face conversation with his girls. I don't know. But I do think this story does provide some very important context to Congressman Jim Banks missing the debt deal vote last week by just mere minutes. The vote on that was Wednesday night, May 31st. And the charges in this case involving Banks' family came down on Friday, June 2nd. I'm not a fan of assumptions, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that this story might have had something to do with Banks missing the vote. I'm going to ask the congressman about it in the most delicate way that I can when he joins me coming up on the show at 7:40. Definitely don't miss that conversation.
Podcasts by Federated Media.